That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everybody, Zach here, and I want to talk to you about Squarespace. Turn your great idea into a reality with Squarespace. Squarespace is that good website that makes other websites so that you don't have to learn coding to launch your passion project, whether it's showcasing your work or selling anything of any kind. They got beautiful templates, they got 24/7 award-winning customer support. They're amazing. Doesn't matter what your dream website is, you can make it. Like maybe it's germanyonline.com, a website for digital Germany. That domain is only $20,000, but that's not Squarespace's fault. Go find a cheaper domain for your dream and head to squarespace.com/offbook for a free trial of Squarespace. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code offbook to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, we are so sorry. This is embarrassing.
Yeah, so Earwolf has recently moved studios, and as such, there's just been a little bit of a confusion with scheduling. Normally, we showed up, we had a guest who we unfortunately had to send home. We'll get them back next week, hopefully.
But I have to see a movie right now. I have to. And so we can't record. I'm sorry. I have to see a movie right now.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, I can't record.
We
like,
can't record anyway. There's someone in our studio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I just meant, like, I'm sorry. We can't. I can't. I have to go see a movie right now.
Jessica has to go see a movie.
I'm saying, like, we could wait around until they were done, and I could we could record.
Oh, for sure, yes.
But
no, we don't have time. Jessica has to see it.
I have to see
it. She's
seen
Crimes of Grindelwald again.
Yeah, I have to see it. So we're just gonna let whatever they're doing in their BD episode this week, and like, we're sorry because that's really weird. But and normally, I have to see this movie.
Normally we wouldn't, but Jessica has to see the Crimes of Grindelwald again, and also like, I think there's actually a band recording in there, so maybe it will be kind of like an episode. We're not sure.
It feels like it's close enough, honestly. It's close enough, you guys.
Anyway, apologies to everyone, and we'll see you next week.
I'll see you at the movies. I mean, honestly, here was, like, my problem with that whole thing. Is, like, oh, that sounds good. Yeah, let's get more of that.
I'm actually not getting a ton of bass through my monitor.
Well, we don't have a bassist, Neil. Remember, like, we were like, one of us should learn an instrument. We're like, no. Let's just keep being four lead singers.
This is kind of like the general tone.
But that's our thing, though. Like, Every Place I Cry is a four lead singer band.
Totally.
And it always will be. And honestly, like, I don't even know who it would be. Like, if we take that away, it's like taking away a corner of a square or a rectangle. Like,
and then,
what is that shape
a
now?
A triangle.
Well, but it's still the other, but it's unconnected, right?
Because
it's just the square, but you took a corner away.
Oh, shoot.
It's like an L, or it's a, I guess, a Hebrew letter, depending on which way.
Yeah. You really opened up my mind right there. Wow. Okay, wait. Can you play that again? Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Okay. Okay, wait. Stop. 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 I'm sorry. I loved it, but I'm not ready, you know? And, like, I feel like we all need to be ready.
Something's going on with you.
Calm. I don't know. Calm. I don't know. No, Moshe, it's not important. I just, like, I don't know.
It's family stuff.
Yeah, we don't want to carry this energy into the recording.
Okay, we are recording it, though, because I told you guys we were documenting this one, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
No, and I feel like I want our fans to be able to hear, like, what happens in between.
This will be like a 5-disc set of just the songs and then all the takes and all the talks.
Yeah.
I like it when I hear a band talk.
Me too.
I like when in the beginning they go, Let's do it. You know, something like that.
Yeah, that's always fun. Like in the back of a recording when you hear like a, whoa.
Yeah, or they do this that fun little mess up thing. They're like, try that again. And I'm like, they left that in?
The little false start.
Well, that's, the false start.
Rough edges
that's what I'm saying. I just thought it would be so cool if we like got to show all of our listeners like a look inside what we do.
Totally.
Dude,
so in that vein, do we want to like be like explicit with what we're doing?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Is this like, what kind of documentary is this?
I just
and that reminds me of our of a certain song.
Oh, yeah.
It was just the news. So put that camera on me and put the sound in my ears. I wanna see truth, stranger than fiction, for years and years and years. I wanna be infotained.
I wanna be infotained.
It's like truth, but it's not exactly the same.
I wanna be infotained.
Give me more, give me Michael, Michael Moore. Give me more, give me Michael, Michael Moore. Get blah, blah, blah. I wanna be infotained. Infotained. Werner Herzog says it's ecstatic truth. Is that so strange?
I wanna be infotained. Infotained.
It's driving me insane. I wanna be.
I could use a little bit more me in the mix. Hold on, let me turn this up.
Oh, I like that we do our own mixing.
Sorry, I meant to say this earlier. Just, guys, on the off chance that someone is listening to this as our first album, which I know would be insane, I do feel like we might want to walk through like a brief history of what this band is and what we do.
You know, like one of my favorite things is talking about myself, so.
Oh, yeah, Carmington. Absolutely. So anyway, that's Carmington Trey. She's the lead singer of the band.
And that's Blair.
Yeah, hey.
Blair
Witch, Project. I'm the lead singer of the band.
Yeah, and that's Moshe Black.
Pleasure to be here.
He's the lead singer of the band.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Neil Nocturne over here.
Hey, what's up?
And he's, of course, the lead singer of the band.
We
were having a discussion about whether or not four lead singers was too many lead singers, and then we kind of thought, like, well...
That led to a subsequent conversation where we're like, is it too few?
Oh, yeah.
We did consider having, like, five or six.
We did for a second.
We did.
Right.
We had auditions.
And it was just like, you know what? This is going to, like, be... Now if we go get, like, a bite to eat, we can't fit at a four top.
Yeah.
And that's a huge issue.
And that's a huge issue. And, you know, we don't actually eat with the people who play the instruments, so, like, that's usually fine. Normally, like, they're at a table next to us. But we will introduce them now because, like, they are helpful for us to, like, be able to make music.
Yeah, so we got Aloysius Moody. On the keys that we sometimes make sound like a bass.
I just started weeping. Can you do that one more time?
Oh my gosh.
It's like if rain cried.
Can we talk about the fact that we have...
It's like if rain cried. Oh, man.
Can we talk about the fact that we do specifically refuse to use an actual bass for religious reasons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. When I said bass earlier, of course, I just mean the tone. The tone and the timbre.
For sure.
Yeah. We will never let a bass in this band.
We will never have a bass in this band.
Basses break. Not a single band that has ever broken up has not had a bass. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Every band that has broken up has had,
had a bass.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So we're never going to break up because we're never going to. I mean, we've broken up a couple times. But we're never going to break up again because we don't have a bass.
The Doors.
No bass.
No bass.
They did not break up.
Yeah.
The White Stripes. No bass. And they did not break up.
Counting Crows. No bass.
No bass.
Still together to this day.
You know, Hanson. No bass.
No bass.
Hanson, no bass.
No bass.
Together to this day.
Together to this day.
Meghan Trainor. All bass.
All about.
No treble. Broken up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She
That's
go.
Right. She
go.
Broke up with herself, which is like a bold move in these. And then I hear that she's getting back together with herself.
I'm proud of her.
I'm proud of
her. I'm proud of her. Also, we got And You Shall Know Me by My Trail of Picks on the strings. There he is.
Okay, and now that's giving me some creep out vibes in a good way.
I love to be creeped out though. Like honestly, that's feel like music is on the edge of being creeped out and being married. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, that would be like if you woke up and you saw someone with a knife in your doorway, but you also knew that you were going to marry them one day.
That's like love.
That's how I
love
felt.
Love is always love at first sight.
Yeah. I'm so standing sorry. On the precipice that does remind of fear. Me of another song. But first, I want to like finish introducing our band. But like, you know exactly what song that made
me think of. I know exactly.
You guys all know exactly what song that made me think of.
Of course. We got Payne Awickens on the drum. Awicken.
Whoa.
There it is.
Okay, so that's our band, but they aren't lead singers. Those are us.
That's the band.
There's four of us. Singers. No bass in this place.
Let's play that song, though.
Evening on a very misty day, I stand outside the balcony. I know just what to say. A ghost is approaching in the middle of the night, and what is it I'm feeling? Love at first fright. Love at first.
Card again.
Zombie. Was that good?
Ooh, that's me.
I like it.
Wait.
Oh, that's me.
Wait. What did you say?
I said that was me. I was a little off when I said zombie.
We can take it again.
Zombie.
Thank you.
Is it weird that we have and this is an open discussion. Mm-hmm. I don't mean this is a criticism. Okay. We have 7 or 8 songs that end with that chord and that word.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I kind of always felt like...
Oh, that's right.
I felt like it was a calling card.
No, I agree. But it's like we have the ones like, and the rain shall fall and never again.
Someday.
And we have the ones where it's like, circus peanuts are bullshit candy.
Someday.
Oh, yeah, and there's that one where it's like, never trust the government.
Someday.
That's the first one, right?
That was the first one we did.
Oh, right.
Never trust the government.
Zombie is such a potent image and metaphor. You can unpack it in so many different ways. And why not unpack it in every way you can possibly think of?
Sorry, speaking of, why do you have so much luggage in this room right now?
Oh, I'm just, I'm kind of between homes right now.
Neil!
You had so many. What happened to all of them?
Oh, I've been kicked out of the last one and I had to sell the previous one, and the last one was owned by my parents, and I don't even want to get
those
into
were
that.
Your parents, you said they were your buds when I came over.
I was trying to play out cool.
Well, I mean,
buds, but they're not.
Or like, that's like really cool if you like are friends with your parents.
I think it's both cool to be friends with your parents, and it's also cool to have old friends.
Yeah.
Oh, they're old souls. They're old souls.
If I could court a new old friend, I would just love it.
I've got to introduce you to Whitney.
This is not the first time you've mentioned Whitney.
Yeah. And I feel like I've asked you, like, I invited you to that dinner party at my house. And I was like, hey, this might be like an organic time to meet Whitney.
Yeah.
And you didn't bring her.
Yeah.
What was the deal?
I guess like just about that. Like, she can be a little shy sometimes, you know, and I get that. Like, sometimes, you know, like I can be a little outgoing, and that can be hard.
I just feel... I'm starting to think that Whitney might not be a real person.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
you've described her so many times, and there have been so many opportunities that you could have, like, brought her around.
Also, the description of Whitney has changed based on kind of, like, when, like, at first you were like, Whitney is a strong, independent black woman.
Yeah.
And that was not the case the next time we had a conversation.
She's a frail, like, English immigrant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next time you said that she had grown up in a Buddhist monastery in Tibet.
Okay. Well, have you guys stopped to consider for even a moment that maybe my girlfriend, my serious girlfriend, is multifaceted like that?
No, sure. Yeah. Sure. Okay. I mean, it's just.
Yeah.
Okay.
My girlfriend has many faces.
Faces.
Sometimes my girlfriend is a teenage boy. Sometimes my girlfriend is a slinky toy. Sometimes my girlfriend, she girlfriend is a 50-year-old stalker. My girlfriend's got many faces. Girlfriend's got many faces. Some have got some fucking weird traces. She's got many faces.
Sometimes my girlfriend is a piece of priceless art.
Priceless art.
Sometimes my girlfriend is a cartoon cut out of Bart's.
Bart.
Sometimes my girlfriend is a lemur at the zoo. Sometimes my girlfriend is the location of Timbuktu.
Many faces. My girlfriend's got many faces. And sometimes she's a places. Man, she's got many.
A priceless ruby. Sometimes my girlfriend is a cup of lukewarm tea. Sometimes my girlfriend is an old stop sign. Sometimes my girlfriend is me.
Stop.
Don't you listen to me? Let's list more things that a girlfriend can be.
A dinosaur.
That's a girlfriend.
A bulletin board.
That's a girlfriend.
A whole tooth on a saucer.
A girlfriend. Diane Chambers.
That's a girlfriend.
A girlfriend of many faces.
She's got
many faces.
Sometimes she's an eraser.
She's got many faces.
A girlfriend's got
many faces. Many faces.
She's a door hinge. Sometimes my girlfriend's got many faces.
I'm sorry, Moshe. We shouldn't have, like, come at you.
No, it's totally okay.
Especially when that, like, it led to, like, that great song, and I was also like, you know what? A girlfriend can be a doorhead.
Or a teenage boy.
Or a bulletin board.
Oh, wait, and I'm so sorry. Who's Diane Chambers?
Y'all don't know Diane Chambers?
Is this another old friend I could make my own? I could have a new old friend?
Diane Chambers was the weather woman on the affiliate news station.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you're right. She ruled.
I forgot how much you love local news.
Yeah, you love
Blair. You love local news.
Rock Rickshorn, Dana Probiak.
Oh, Dan, I had such a crush on Dana.
Dana Probiak.
You know, Dana Probiak was such an amazing anchor. What a team.
You know what it is?
Oh, my God.
You know what it is for me? I mean, just like growing up in a household that I feel like had so much of the occult in it at all times.
Yeah.
I was always looking for I was looking for truth in like in a kind of very distilled and accessible form, you know? And I feel like the local news always delivered that for me.
Oh.
And so like Diane Chambers, Dana Probiak, all of those people like are kind of etched into my heart as
because they're the family that you choose.
You should write. Yeah. I think she would really appreciate an email about that.
You should write her. Honestly, I'm thinking you've turned me on to this, Moshe.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a thought, you should, like, and it's nice, you should pass it on. Like, the times that we just, like, self-edit and we're like, no, they'll think it's silly. But, like, who doesn't like receiving a compliment or, like, a heartfelt email about how, like, your occult household was grounded by her presence?
Yes.
I also feel like that kind of just, like, unfiltered giving of affirmations, that sort of we've embodied that as a band for a long time.
Yeah.
I think we have a song that reflects it.
It's the thing that keeps us together.
Hold my hand in the candlelight.
Up, I saw you.
Thank you.
I know it's hard to speak your mind.
Thank you.
But when your ideas come out, it's nothing I would ever leave behind.
You are seen, you are valuable, you are all that you need to be.
To us, I want to thank you for that baller chorus.
Hey, thanks.
You didn't have to, but you took it on, and you made a strong structure for this wonderful song.
You all mean so much to me, and everything you give. When I'm in the recording studio with you, I feel like I can live. And the things that you've given to me, I've gotta give back first, 'cause I can only do it.
to me.
So in the night, when you're tempted to cry,
tempted to cry,
just take a second and look into my eyes.
Into my eyes.
When the world gets blurry, you wanna see a little clearer. When you don't see the good in yourself, I will be your mirror.
A connection from the meanings that we need.
And I love that we can have meaning with a new bit of inflection. And I'm gonna retroactively change that concept of perfection.
You are seen, you are valuable, you are all you need to be. You are seen, you are valuable,
and perfection's not a thing.
You are seen.
I think, oh, like, that song probably shouldn't ever be heard by anyone outside this room. You know, like, it's kind of
so,
not.
It's so raw.
It's so raw. Yeah.
So real.
I will say again, though, we did agree that we were going to record.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's got
we'll
it.
Cut, we'll just cut that.
I can't believe
people are going to see the drama that happens behind the stages.
Oh my God. I can't believe we're doing this.
This is crazy. The biggest fight we ever had was about who got what microphone.
Yeah. I'm crying right now. I just want to say I felt like I was dramatic. I felt like I was in the wrong.
In the microphone fight?
Yeah, in the microphone fight, I was in the wrong. It was clearly your microphone.
No, you were fine. You were fine. Like, honestly, it's like water under that bridge.
I said some things that weren't fair.
Listen, let's just take a breather. Let's have a sips of tea, have some sips of water, and we'll get right back in it in like a second.
Okay.
The world is dark enough without dragging our own darkness into it.
That's right.
All right.
Be back in a few.
You guys want popcorn?
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Cool, yummy.
Hey, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I want to own iconic luxury items at unreal values. Well, then you want The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers. They got Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, Nicolas Flamel. That last one is a man from Harry Potter. But the others are real, and they've got all of them and hundreds more. At up to 90% off retail. New items come daily and everything is authenticated by their team of brand authenticators, gemologists, horologists, and art curators from around the globe, making sure that everything is 100% authentic. You can shop and consign women's and men's luxury fashion as well as fine jewelry, watches, art, and home. And there's no word after home, it just says art and home. I'm gonna guess home goods, but honestly, home. Shop online, visit one of their stores in Soho or West Hollywood, or visit their luxury consignment offices in Chicago, Dallas, Miami, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. Guys, I'm checking out this website. It is massive and expansive, and dare I say, exhaustive. It's got everything. Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's realreal.com, promo code REAL, for 20% off select items. Guys, it's 2019, and that means it's time to turn our dreams into realities with Squarespace. Squarespace is that website that makes websites that makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project. You got a new business, want to showcase your work, publish content because you got a webcomic and it's great and people want to see it, or you want to sell products that maybe is your webcomic that you then printed out to make a paper comic? They can do that and more. Squarespace is the tool for you. The templates, they are beautiful. They are created by world-class designers, like Nicolas Flamel, who is a man from Harry Potter and not a designer. And you can customize almost anything with just a few clicks. Squarespace empowers millions of people, from designers to lawyers, artists, gamers, restaurants, gyms, the inventor of the Sorcerer's Stone, Nicolas Flamel, to turn great ideas into something real. So head to squarespace.com/offbook for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code offbook to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/offbook, offer code offbook. 2019, brand new year, fresh start, fresh you. You gotta make listening to Homophilia one of your New Year's resolutions. What is it? Homophilia is a queer comedy party where hosts Dave Holmes and Matt McConkie grill LGBTQ celebrities on what they're loving and who they're loving. They have in-depth, hilarious conversations about everything from pop culture obsessions to deep talks about their guests' personal experiences. Their guest lineup is, frankly, insanely amazing and bananas. They've had some great conversations with people like Jesse Tyler Ferguson, telling them his story about shoplifting gay porn. Friend of our pod, Matt Rogers of Las Culturistas, talking about losing his virginity to the manager of a clam bar. Rhea Butcher breaking down gender fluidity. And Karamo Brown from Queer Eye, heard of him, talking about marriage and then proposing to his boyfriend weeks later. Changing lives here. They also got sex and love advice guru Dan Savage breaking down being monogamish. Guys, you gotta check it out. Dave and Matt are hilarious and insightful and kind and attractive. What more do you want? So check out Homophilia now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, don't eat all of it, because I also want some of the popcorn.
Well, yeah.
But that's the thing with parents, you know, you try and try to tell them and convince them that you just need to be buds, and they just insist on placing structure on you, trying to box you in, and hey, go to technical college, here is tuition,
Sorry, real quick, just so we can edit it, Every Place I Cry studio recording starting now.
Oh,
that's
good.
Cut everything that happened before that.
Yeah, cool. We don't want them to hear that much.
Your parents don't appreciate you. Neil, I'm sorry. I've got to say it.
No, it's 100% true.
It's true.
Yeah, I know. They're like, no, stay. Stay in our guest room. It's fine. I'm like, I can read between the lines. I'm out of here.
There was a time when I feel like that emotion was really helpful to us, right? That fueled so many of our songs.
Oh, yeah.
Now I feel like it's a weight that hangs on you.
Yeah, now I'm like, hey, I'm actually, you know what matters more than my art is my friend.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm, and like, your parents... Like, yes, they always, like, bring us chili to every show, and they're, like, at every show.
And it's
like,
a different type of chili every time.
There's my mom in the crock pot. Oh, it's green this time.
It's, like, super thoughtful and amazing, but, like, they are rubbish to you.
Yeah.
God. I mean, like, none of our parents come to our shows anymore because they're like, wait, you're still doing that? And, like, also, I've been to, like, a lot of them already.
For sure. And mine are dead.
I'm so sorry.
It was by their own choice. They decided to ascend, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I don't like to think of them as dead. I'm sure they would like to be thought of in that way.
Yeah, and that's like honestly why I speak of them in like the present tense. Is like, for all we know, they are behind that comment.
That was the plan.
Yeah.
But it's like, truly, who can know? Obviously wasn't as convinced. I did not go with them.
Yeah. Yeah. But like your parents, I know like it's so cute that they like wear matching sweatshirts that say like, we love Neil, we love Every Place I Cry. But
it sucks so much. You couldn't possibly understand that to be playing a show and to see them out there with their chili pot and their sign.
They're rubbish. Dude, I'm sorry. And this is harsh. Whatever.
I'm sorry.
This
is like,
sometimes parents need to back.
This is hard to say because your mom did take me to my first ever well woman check because I was too scared to go by myself and too embarrassed to ask my own mom. But like, they're rubbish.
Yeah.
Just for.
They're rubbish.
They suck.
Parents, man.
They're rubbish.
Sometimes they need their rubbish.
Sometimes you need to back the F off.
Back the F off, parents.
Oh, what's up, Mom? What's up, Mom? What's up, Mom? You carried me in your body. And I came out and I ripped your vagina. You had to have an episiotomy.
Dreams of your youth when you had me, you sacrificed.
Oh, sure, you drive me to school and drive me to Little League and put your dreams on hold. But get the fuck away from me.
You're rubbish, you're rubbish, you're rubbish.
Back off, back off, back off.
You're rubbish, you're rubbish, you're rubbish.
You're a garbage man.
Such a fucking jerk.
Your niece?
You're always on my shit, helping with my homework. You're such a fucking dick in your little dress. Well, guess what, niece? I know that you're a fucking mess.
You're rubbish, you're rubbish, you're rubbish.
Oh, back off, back off, back off.
You're rubbish, you're rubbish, you're rubbish.
You're garbage niece. I'm a doctor performing surgery because you fell out of a building and you broke both of your knees. Fuck you, I did not ask for you to put my knees back. And the fact that you think you can just fix me up is incredibly whack.
You're rubbish, you're rubbish, you're rubbish. Back off, back off, back off. You're rubbish, you're rubbish, you're rubbish.
You're a garbage knee.
You can't be my niece.
Someday. Does that one count as the same one? Because it's different.
It is different. It is different.
That's so. I so give us a pass on that.
Yeah. It's like our okay. We're having crackers, but like this is a Cheez-It, and this is like this is like a Ritz.
I will say when we wrote that one and. Hats off to you, Neil, because this was your idea.
Right.
And it didn't end up working out, but I liked the idea that we could maybe dabble as a barbershop quartet.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I figure there's four of us. We're halfway there.
I'm trying to think
if I remember any of the stuff that we did.
Oh. Gentleman's Wager.
Oh, yeah.
Gentleman's Wager.
When we were getting really deep into B-Shop, we were looking through all the old songbooks, and we were like, we can write in this mode. And so, yeah, that's where we came out with Gentleman's Wager.
That's it.
One, two, three. A four, a gentleman's win. A two, a three, a four, a gentleman's win.
A two, a gentleman's wager.
A gentleman's one.
A gentleman's wager.
Gentleman's wager.
Hey there, guys.
A gentleman's.
Would you like to make a bet?
A gentleman's bet.
I bet of all you guys, I'm the first to have a kid.
A gentleman's
wager. A gentleman's wager.
A gentleman's wager.
Do you care to make it interesting? What to the table are you planning to bring? I'll lay a 50 spot down to say that I have the first kid in the town.
A gentleman's wager. A gentleman's wager. A gentleman's wager.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Gentleman. I really like your hat. And as I get to looking at it, I think that I could fit my whole body inside of your hat. What do you say about that? Gentleman's wager.
A gentleman's wager.
Gentleman's wager.
I won't sing because I am a woman.
No woman in a gentleman's wager.
Now, some people said that was doo-wop, not barbershop.
Sure.
And we're like, fuck you.
I hate it when people nitpick the genre. Like, we are an emo band. Everything we do is emo, even when it's barbershop quartet, and even when that barbershop quartet is doo-wop, it's still emo.
And, like,
it's emo shop.
Here's what I want to freaking say. I want to, like, open up their little earbuds, and I want to go in there, and I want to say, excusez-moi, do you know what emo is short for?
Emotional.
So doesn't that mean that all music can be
Thank
emo
you.
Music?
Yeah.
Can good, be. Should be.
That's right.
Must be.
Yeah, and also,
will be.
Is, will be.
Is be.
And also for you Motown slash You Know It Barbershop, let's sing one of our Motown songs, okay? Because we do know what Motown is.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Doi.
Sure.
Hello!
See that doll sitting on a carriage wandering by. Think I might give her a petunia, give it a try. Just came back from the Spanish-American War. And I barely know what this old heart is for.
Zombie! Thank you.
Motown.
Pure, unfiltered Motown.
Straight out of Detroit. Music City.
Stacks Records.
Your heart out, Barry Gordy.
Thank you.
Oh, did you guys hear about that guy that ate that guy's heart out?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. And honestly, I had the weirdest. Okay, I don't want to do this. Sorry. I don't want to do this.
Whoa,
No.
I don't want to be one of those people who tells people their dreams like that.
Carmington, no, I love your dreams.
No,
we wrote two albums off your dreams. We wrote the EP Sound Colors.
Yeah, and then we wrote Carmington's Dreams Volume 2.
Yes.
Which people were confused because they didn't realize that Sound Color was Carmen.
Yeah. Right, it required some context.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like maybe we're past that and I shouldn't .
No.
Give us a little of CDV3.
I'll tell you really quick.
Here's how we'll do it.
Okay.
You'll say that and then we'll each all say something that you normally would be annoying to have to listen to, and then you're not the only one who's done it.
That is so sweet. See, hey, this is you being seen. You are valuable. Thank you.
This is you being seen.
You guys, you're my brothers for life.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so in this dream, after I read the story about the guy eating another guy's heart out,
yeah.
I had this nightmare where I started out I was on just a small sailboat,
mm-hmm.
but the ocean kept like sometimes it was thick and sometimes it was thin, and it wasn't anything I could see visually. It was just more how I felt being in a tiny boat, how I could feel the resistance. And then I was you know what? I need to drop anchor. And when I went to get the anchor, it was a waffle.
Whoa. There's a song here.
Yeah.
Wait, you just want to try to riff?
Yeah, I think we should just. I mean,
can we
don't
try.
Know,
can we try that?
I know we never. Rip.
Honestly, I'm worried about the idea of doing that without a plan. But yeah, let's try.
Okay, let's try.
let's just kind of start with sort of an emotional soundscape.
Yeah, can we get a soundscape?
Something dreamy.
Yeah,
something ocean.
Something, dare I say, oceanic?
Ocean and dreamy.
Oh, thank you. That
there it is.
Feels like I'm in my weird syrup boat.
Yes, Aloysius, I love it.
Okay, this is good.
Here we go. Okay. I think I may have an idea.
Oh, okay.
We are sailors on a breakfast boat.
I hate it.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, you'll forget. It was a
no,
bad idea.
Hold on. Let me. No, I got it. Let's
jump in. I'm sorry. It's just that it's my dream, so it felt very personal. Just let's keep trying.
Sure.
Let's just keep trying.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Picture yourself on a breakfast boat.
No, stop it. Guys, it's not about being on a breakfast boat. It's about how anything could be. Okay, you know what?
You are seen, you are cared for. I understand.
The
breakfast boat is just an image, but it's really about.
You're all you need.
It's
to
a
be.
Metaphor.
Carmington, you're all you need to be.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stamp your ticket. All aboard the breakfast boat.
You guys, no.
Okay. I see you're saying, because it's about the emotion. You're saying your emotion is not being understood.
I want to do the dream song. More than that, though, I want to do breakfast boat.
Yeah.
And after we do that, maybe then we can take a swing at the dream song, but I feel like we're leaving breakfast boat on the table.
We got something here.
All right. Well, guys, I'm fine with doing a breakfast boat song. Just please, it's not from a dream.
I have a better idea. You start.
Okay.
We won't do anything.
No. Yeah.
Okay. We'll come in later. But after you lay out what you feel
and
the song should be,
we'll build upon that. Dream. This is a Carmington.
It's whatever you want it to be. Yeah. We will build only upon what you do.
Yes. All right,
thank you. Guys.
You are setting the stage. We've already tried a few times. Okay. You're gonna do this. We're following the cardinal rule of improvisation, which is you got to go back and edit to make it better.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. You guys. Thank you so much. All right. Let's hop back in it. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
There's a sort of a wave building up below. Is it thick or thin? It's hard to know.
But it's maple syrup, and it's tasty and fresh.
And look, it is the ocean, and it's made of scrambled eggs.
Breakfast boat!
breakfast boat.
The sail is made of scrambled eggs.
On it's a breakfast boat. There's pancakes for the rudder on the starboard side. It's a breakfast boat for breakfast. So open wide.
Take it, Carmen.
Yeah, right, we got okay. you. Take it.
Okay, all right. There's a deep fear about how it's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm just one person, just still a tiny girl. And how can I be anchored when there's no anchor to anchor? How can I be strong and be firm
on this breakfast boat? Tell your daddy and your mammy on this breakfast boat, we're eating moons over my hammy
breakfast boat.
The sail is toast, the wind is jam
on a breakfast boat.
It's a grand slam
on a breakfast boat
with waffles at your side.
Breakfast,
it's a breakfast boat for breakfast, so open wide.
Good collab. Everyone got to do what they wanted
yes.
to do.
Exactly.
Guys, that was like the opposite of what you said was going to happen.
Wait, what?
You were like, let's do a breakfast boat song afterwards. And also, like, here's what I couldn't stop thinking about during uh-huh. that whole song, besides just being like a little annoyed. But mm-hmm. like, I'm choosing to like let that wash over me. I'm acknowledging the feeling yeah. of annoyed, and like I feel like I wasn't listened to, but I'm also like choosing to let it go. I couldn't decide for the longest time if the boat was made of breakfast or if it is for sailing through breakfast, and it felt like at the end Neil did confirm that it is both.
Both, yes.
I thought it was both. Yeah.
The sail is toast. The wind is jam.
Yeah. Okay.
Hamilton, just so you know, and like I know you're feeling a little upset, but as we all know, as emotionally intelligent people, as long as you validate and hear someone's feelings, you don't have to change your behavior.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. And that's how we function.
Yes.
Thank you. I see, but I don't adjust.
Yeah, exactly.
You are seen,
exactly.
You're valuable. You all need to be. I will do whatever I want.
Right, right. You are valid. Your feelings are totally valid, and I totally get where you're coming from, and I will remain.
Because you know what? I've also said to you, you are all you need to be. So, like, for me to expect change, what is that?
Right.
No one can grow.
I hear you. I hear you. But I don't listen to you.
Yes.
See, there's a difference. So key.
And you know what? That's so why key. We're still a band, that and not having a bass.
Yes. Yes.
Can you even imagine
oh my God.
The drama that would be rippling through
oh my gosh.
If we had. You know what the worst thing about God. The bass is?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Their strings are so thick, and there's only four
big
of them.
Fat strings. We got four singers. We don't need four strings.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
I don't like how it makes me like feel like I'm connected to like my heartbeat. You know?
I don't like how it appeals not to my brain but to my loins.
Yeah,
how it makes my hips move.
It makes my dick rattle.
In the club, there's a beat coming on the floor. It goes one, goes two, goes three, and then it inevitably gets to four. What's this? Then it's shaking my soul. It's starting me out real quick. My dick is starting to rattle. This bass is giving me a rattlesnake dick. Rattlesnake dick. Don't step on me, don't shred on me. My dick's gonna rattle.
Oh my God! My blood starts to boil. That bass is thick and my dick starts to coil. Oh my God! This feeling I don't like. My dick's a rattlesnake and it's about to bite. Rattlesnake dick.
I'm
zombie.
Guys, every time people are shocked that I wrote that one.
Yes. Yeah. We were like, please don't do this.
I was like,
we were all very uncomfortable about this.
This is in bad taste, Carmen.
But I mean, also though, I think that was such an important part of my growth because I think all three of us were very, very sort of afraid of our own sexuality.
Yes.
Yeah. Afraid of sex. We all abstained for a very, very, very long
time. I called my balls circles. I didn't want to face what they were.
Yeah,
you know,
and they're objectively not.
Yeah,
no.
And sometimes totally. You know, it's like hard when you're like the only like girl in a group of guys who are like trying to come to terms with their sexuality. Yes. And I sort of thought, let me write them a tough love song. Let me just like make them own that they have a dick and make them say it like a bunch of times.
Right. And it's dangerous.
And it's dangerous.
It's important
but
to know
also,
that your dick is a weapon, much like a car.
It can be.
Or a zombie.
It's helpful to warn.
Right, exactly. Like, others. Like, I want to think if a dick is a snake, I do want it to be a rattlesnake. I do want it to be like, hi, I'm here.
You want to know way before you see it.
Yeah. Way before
you never
want to
be surprised by a dick.
And I felt like you guys were really receptive, and I appreciate you guys, like,
no,
really
it's coming from
that.
A place. This is what I'm. It's stupid.
No,
I guess what I'm realizing is just that, like, love is just like helping like others grow and, you know, nurturing them. And so I just felt really cared for in that moment.
Well, I appreciate that. And I was like, you know what? I'm driving around like the country in this van with like three horned up guys who can't
We didn't shower for a while.
And we refused to acknowledge our erections.
Yeah. And I was like, you guys, just let's be sex positive. Let's just like have an open conversation. Yeah. And my way to do that was to make you sing a sexually aggressive song. So
I needed it because I was so out of touch with my own sexuality. Yeah. My parents tried to give me a talk so many times that I was like, take a hike.
They're rubbish.
They're rubbish.
They're honestly rubbish.
And I just kept saying, the line is horizontal. The line is horizontal.
About your dick.
About my erection. That's what I call the erection. Just the line is horizontal.
And it's sitting like, on top of the circles.
The circles can't support this line.
The line is horizontal.
Yeah, you were having a lot of pain at your balls not being able to support your penis. Yeah.
And that's why a lot of people don't know this. That's why you call your penis Ray. Because, you know, you feel like it has a fixed point but extends
but it
out.
Goes on forever.
That's why. Yeah. A lot of people think it's like Ray Romano or something. It's not true.
I think it was Ray
everybody
Romano.
Loves
there was a moment where everyone does love Ray.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone thought it was like some cool thing I said. No, it's not true.
It's about geometry.
As most things are with us, you know?
Yeah.
Do you guys ever think of
a square without a side?
Neil, you're so good at bringing things around.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. You guys, are we kind of like a beautiful kind of math?
I think we definitely are.
Yeah.
It all starts with one, and added to you. That's how easy the one becomes two. And if it becomes three, a triangle is there. The most easily supported structure, so rare. Multifaceted, people don't believe them. You've got more sides that could be imagined, like a dodecahedron. So many faces, so many different ways to be, but not one of them exists without the support you give to me, a polygon. A polygon.
To say that I love you so, but unfortunately we've covered all the math I know,
and I know that feeling.
kind to me. So you guys are imaginary numbers.
Let me just say, add together the strength of our hearts and subtract the hesitation that stops us from the start.
Love multiplies till it is divine, and the distance between us described by a straight line.
And have we talked about triangles?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
Fuck.
No.
Wait, what are the
range between
3.14.
Us? And if we were a circle, you'd be the radius.
And you know that, oh, you matter. And we would all die for you like a diameter.
The point is we all come together, added together in the song. We love you when you're here, but we'd hate
You don't need to do any more math.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Thank
need
you.
It.
Fuck, thanks.
No. Holly.
Go. Go.
Whoa. Heck yeah.
Zombie. I like that we... Like, what I really love about that song, Moshe, is that, like, you're playing, like, a character in it, you know?
Yeah.
Because you actually are so good
you're
at
so
math.
Good.
You probably know more about math than any of us.
Whoa, yeah.
It was, like, so sweet of you. You were like, let me go through the experience.
Yeah.
Of, like,
Whitney teaches me all the math I know.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
She teaches me so much math. She's a...
Oh, is she a doctor?
She has a doctorate in mathematics, and she teaches third grade in she teaches that in Montana.
Okay. Wow, how did she fit that in between martial arts classes
and teaching aerial
and being a door hinge?
And
I know
teaching aerial and, scarf work too,
and being named Diane Chambers
and being Diane Chambers, dude. You know something? Guess what?
What a weather
she's
woman!
She's a miracle. She's a weather woman. She's a weather woman.
I think like someone's like
someone's got a sign that says my name is Colin. This is my house.
Yeah.
Get out of my house.
Whoa, okay, cool.
Well, okay, 1 second.
1 second. That's Colin.
Colin.
We paid for this studio time.
So just like 1 second. Wait, did we pay for this studio time?
What's the address?
What
here?
Is the address?
Oh, dear.
I just, yeah.
Honestly, I walked in and sat down and I just started like things. Saying, let's do it.
It was weird that there were no sort of instrument hookups in here.
Yeah, we had to like patch in gear and like
Is this not Loeb Tiger Studio?
Fuck.
What?
This is
Blair.
Earwolf.
What is that?
I thought we were at Loeb Tiger.
They always record at Loeb Tiger.
Loeb Tiger Studios.
Oh my God, it's next door. It's right.
Oh my gosh, shout out to Loeb Tiger. So
sorry. Shout out to Loeb Tiger. Sorry.
Guys, we've like stole a bunch of studio time.
Oh my gosh.
But honestly,
so rock and roll.
Sorry to Linda at Loeb Tiger. I'm sorry. Like, she's probably like sitting there.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Over her like Blackberry that she still has. Just like.
Linda.
Freaking out.
I feel so bad.
I'm going to feel so bad when I see Linda.
We should go by afterwards. Maybe bring her a plant.
We should better like.
We'll bring her a plant. She would love that.
She would love a plant.
She's got a ficus and it's like clearly pretty well cared for. I'm always of the opinion that like, should we get her like another ficus?
A gift a gift plant should always be a succulent. You want the least amount of work.
Oh,
people
that's
say that succulents die hella easy.
What?
I've killed so many.
But I've killed everything I've ever owned.
Whoa! Oh, that's right.
I'm sorry.
Had a little cactus, no water was there.
Everything I touch turns to dead.
Death minus.
Like the rabbit inside my shed.
Death minus.
It either died or ran away.
Death minus.
But I haven't seen that rabbit today.
Hey! My mom bought me a friggin' hamster.
I slept till dawn.
Oh, this is freaking crazy. This is freaking whack. I can't believe this shit. My hamster's coming back.
Whoa.
You won't believe this. It came back from the dregs. This motherfucker is standing on its legs. Zombie.
Colin, we'll get out.
Hey, God, no, okay. We'll go to Lobe Tiger.
I wanted to do the thing where, like, we leave in the laugh, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
You said,
oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Like, so, like, okay, we finish it, and then we're all like.
And then it cuts right there.
Yeah.
Like, mid-laugh.
Okay, so, like, I hope that was fun. I just saw that movie, and it was really good.
Yeah, Crimes of Grindelwald is a pretty.
Well, here's the part that I liked the best, eating popcorn.
It's pretty great. So, listen, that band apparently was supposed to be at the studio next door or whatever. They weren't
here. Sorry, Linda.
So we're going to try to get our... We got two great guests that we're hoping to get on at some point. We got Ross Bryan and Nick Mandernach, both of whom are incredible. Ross has been on the pod before. Nick hasn't. We'll make sure that we'll tweet out both of their socials and stuff about this show. They're both really, really talented people. Nick writes some incredible shows.
They're both so funny. And I guess we'll just like shout out that was this band called Every Place I Cry, Make 'em and Break 'em. This is an audio medium, but I'm making a heart with my hands
and then I'm breaking it
open, which is something that they did as they were running out of the studio.
Apparently they were supposed to be at some studio called Lobe Tiger next door.
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Linda's a great woman.
Oh, that's great.
She's a door hinge.
It's also, first of all, so great that door hinges are getting more work because I feel like they weren't for the longest time. Also, though... I guess that's not usually what Off Pod is, but like if you like that, maybe like shout about it because I guess we could actually invite them back proper to like have them.
If we wanted. We have no idea. We won't listen to that. I refuse because I have to go see a movie.
Yeah, you're going to see another showing of Fantastic Beasts that is somewhere?
I'm just going for the popcorn.
Yeah, you don't like that one as much as Grindelwald.
Yeah.
Also, movie popcorn.
Mm, so good.
Can't beat it.
But well, so I guess thank you to Scott Passarella, and thank you for to Brett Morris, and thank you to Dana Wickens, who they aren't here, but they play really well.
Yeah, I think Brett, we usually just have him, you know, engineering, but he also plays guitar.
He plays guitar.
Something that we've never taken advantage of. And Dana's another drummer. Thank you, I guess. Sorry, male person Stacy. Sorry, Karate Bird. And I guess, as we say at the end of every episode,
if it's every place I cry.
Honestly, I don't know what those guys were doing in the studio.